The state bill being introduced by Democrats would raise the minimum wage nearly a dollar right away, then boost it gradually over 2 years to a little over $10. From then on, it would be indexed to inflation. 57-year-old Darnell Summers is a fast food worker who makes minimum wage $7.25 an hour. He's part-time and not by choice. His employer, Popeyes, trimmed employee hours to 28. Summers says it's hard to pay his bills. He relies on food share.
I pay $550 rent. I make $640 a month. That's not living. I'm an able body. I should not have to depend on a Quest card so I can eat.
The bill's authors are Representative Corey Mason, Senator Nikia Harris, and Representative Eric Kenrick. So far, no Republicans have signed on to the bill. One concern brought up is potential loss of jobs. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
That is going to have a huge negative impact on small business all across Wisconsin. So my preference would be to make sure we have more worker training, giving everybody an opportunity to succeed.
Mason says a higher minimum wage does not necessarily lead to job losses. He points to data from the Economic Policy Institute.
If you actually look at the empirical data that's there, the other states that index their minimum wage to inflation and compare it to the states that don't, there's virtually no difference on the rate of unemployment.
A similar bill last year didn't even get a hearing. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.